Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions, and my guest is Manuel Cidre of Panadería Cidrines, and we were describing how you moved from the 6 years at working on your own from 4 in the morning to 11 at night. And I know that that's what it is because it's a friend of mine. But as you move from one bakery to then 4, 3, 4, 6 bakeries, and then you move to the manufacturing facility, what is the key to being able to expand in that way?
You have several challenges. First, people. You have to, in your first store, you have to create the model, train people, and replicate in the next.
Right.
That's for people. And also for product and quality as well. So what is very important in an entrepreneur that think to establish a chain of business is that the first one is of the essence of everything. Because there you can train the people, you can prove the quality, you can develop the product, and you can prove the concept. And if you can prove the concept, you can move forward.
Right.
But in that process, I forget something in my life. That in addition to train, replicate, you will need people that supervise the operations. The fast food companies call that territorial managers, operational managers, leaders. And Cidrines make mistakes in that area because the last number that we established bakeries in Puerto Rico was 9 bakeries. And at the end of the road in 1997, I used to have 9 bakeries in Puerto Rico, and the numbers and the quality and the training and the right people was not there because we forget to supervise those units.
You had a great one in almost across where I lived, diagonally in Caparra.
I still
remember the Cidrin sandwich, that era como el cubano, pero mejor, porque it was sweet. It was fantastic.
But it's incredible, in that specific bakery, Jorge, we start our evolution because we start to selling franchising. We start franchising the concept. And Caparra was the first, Cataño was the second, Ponce was the third, Arecibo was the fourth, Isabela was the fifth, Mayagüez was the sixth, and Ponce was the last one. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened? Came the war, because the franchise business is a love and hate relationship. And if you don't have those qualified managers supervising the franchisees,
right,
they always said that if we make things okay, it's because the franchisees is the best. If not, it's the franchisor is not the right one. So at the end of the road, we decide to quit from franchising. Right. We have to pay a lot of money. But by that time, our industrial company was grow,
right,
and we can replace that millions of dollars selling bread and frozen pastry.
That was a very painful process.
Very painful. Very sad.
Going the franchising route and finding you have to come back and retract.
Because I belong to the retail. I love retail. I love retail. I die for it. And manufacturing is another animal. Mm-hmm. It's more technical. It's more based on processes. You don't see the customer face.
Right.
So it's a different animal. It's a different animal.
So tell us about the expansion then to the manufacturing. Why you decide to do it, and how has that evolved?
Yes, that came to my mind in 1989. Was Hugo come to Puerto Rico. And by that time, I have 6 bakeries in San Juan, 2 in Arecibo and 4 in San Juan. So we was in Vegas in the show. And I remember we saw TV and everything was without energy in the San Juan area. with the exception of my bakery in San Francisco, we have our own generator, so we make a lot of money that day. But the rest of the company have to close. They don't suffer anything, even though they have energy as well. You know what? The bakers, man, they'll soon come to work.
Right.
And in such cases, they never came back. In such cases, because as you know, in Puerto Rico, this type of model that was created under dependency, not on development, but the time something like Hugo happened, a lot of help came to the island, a lot of benefits, food stamps, everything. So people also need to work.
Right.
So I said, this is the last time in my life I had to pay for this. So I moved all my equipment for all my six bakeries to an industrial facility in Arecibo. When I founded the first quesito company in 1986. And I opened a central bakery operation for bread only for my bakeries.
Okay.
Only for my bakeries. What happened? We mechanized the system, we put some good equipment on there, and we have excess in production. That's why we create Tener una panadería is just simple to call us 1-800-GIVE-ME-BREAD. To have a bakery is very simple. Mm-hmm. Call us 1-800-GIVE-ME-BREAD.
Okay.
So we grow very fast. The first thing we make, we get into the small supermarket to compete with Pueblo and Grande and Amigo. But in 1990, Don Pepe Martí from Amigo called us and said, I need a good bread that give to the company money, because the actual bread that I'm producing here, I lost a lot of money and the bread is not good. So we convert the process of scratch in Amigo to Bake Off, that we make, and in very fast tracking, we cover the 28 stores. The next year call us Pueblo, call us Grande, and actually we run all the bakery program for Walmart, Selecto, Econo, Amigo, small convenience stores, drug stores as well, cash and carries, and fast food as well.
And the gas stations too, no?
The gas station we used to call that convenience store, because in the fast station they have convenience store.
Yeah.
And the future, in the near future, today is frozen dough. The near future is fully baked product, because labor is a problem in this side of the world. So what the customers want, they need good quality product without labor involved. So that's the future. That's it.
Well, Tigran, we're going to take a break. But okay. Speaking of the future,
okay.
One of the things I find fascinating, because mm-hmm. Father's Day was recent, is you brought your children into this and how you look towards the future with
the succession program.
Which is a fascinating problem. So I'm with Manuel Cidre. We'll be right back after this break.